is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what happened today in the cattle markets?
Well, Leslie, after having two sessions, Monday and Friday, of triple-digit gains to the upside, today was mostly just a session and we saw profit taking that pulled the markets lower. The only good news was we did bounce off the lows of the session by the close, even though we did close negative. But there was no other real fresh news after to give this market support or to pull it lower today. Choice box beef was 91 cents higher at midday. Select boxes were down 28 cents. Had a total movement of 65 loads. We saw a daily cattle kill of 113,000 head. On the close today, the June cattle were 45 cents lower. August cattle down 7. August feeders down 42. October feeders 60 lower. And July lean hogs were 12 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's almost auction time at Big Iron. The next auction is coming up Wednesday morning. Big Iron District Manager Mike Wolf joins us now with a preview of this week's sale.
Well, we have 13 Bobcat items selling in Oklahoma City, including the following three units: a 2012 Bobcat S850 skid steer, a 2012 Bobcat E26 compact excavator, and 2014 Bobcat T590 truck loader. We also have a 2012 Case IH 4430 sprayer with a 120-foot boom out in the Texas Panhandle, a Trojan livestock hydraulic squeeze chute in north central Oklahoma, and a 2004 Volvo DNL 630 truck tractor down in south central Texas with 737,000 miles.
If you'd like more information on buying and selling with Big Iron, call District Manager Mike Wolf at 580-320-2718 or go to the website at www.bigiron.com and Mike will be happy to help you out. That's bigiron.com.
Tom, what brought the support across most of the grain markets?
Leslie, it was a pretty impressive day, especially for the wheat market, as we saw double-digit gains in Kansas City and Chicago wheat. They were the leaders today. Now, we did have times today that everything was trading positive, but the soybeans were the ones that struggled to hold their positive trade, even though they did come well off their lows. They have been the previous leaders to the upside. But you've got to give credit to the majority of this upside being nothing more than short covering by funds and managed money as we get closer to the report next week and the end of the month, end of the quarter type trading taking advantage of this upside. On the close today, July KC wheat up 18 and a quarter cents, September KC up 18 and three quarters, July Chicago wheat was 20 and a quarter cents higher, July corn was up 7.5 cents, December up 7.75, July soybeans were 2 cents lower, but November beans were up a penny and a half, and July cotton 45 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.